Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
One of the perks of Carrie and Tommy is their premium attitude every day. And NIB's Green Pass gives you health perks without the premiums. Join Basic Green Pass for free to put your health first. Visit nib.com.au/Green Pass. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good.
Yes, I'm pretty good. Bickers, what's going on? What's happening? What's news?
If you've been recently divorced,
yes, I have.
This is the show. This is the show for you today.
Imagine if I was married and I just didn't tell you.
I just had a whole family. God, I feel sorry for her if that was the case.
Maybe she's living blissfully. Maybe she's one that's embarrassed about me and doesn't want to associate herself with me, and
wow.
So she's got a rule. Hey, no talking in public, thanks. Natasha speaks.
No talky-talky in public,
thanks.
How many kids have you got in this scenario?
Three.
Just from this wedding?
Not from the wedding. That's a busy night, Jess.
You could have had triplets. So you've got three kids
Yes, we've got three kids. And yes, to Stefania.
Don't say her name. You're blowing her cover now.
Oh, no talky-talky. That was her fake name. Sorry.
I felt like that was going to be Stefan.
Well, maybe the secrets run deeper than you think, Carrie.
Anyway, I'm going to chat with you about divorce today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stefania, I'll never leave you.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
How many holes does a straw have?
Sorry?
How many holes does a straw have?
Is this what we were planning to do now?
How many holes
does a straw have? Two.
Or is it just one long one?
No. No, it's two.
Why is it two? Because you make the hole and then you don't stop it until it ends.
Yeah,
do you
but
know
that,
what I mean?
That's a tunnel. So if
that's
that was
the tunnel
two,
in the middle, but then.
But you know how your mouth goes to your. That would be one hole then.
But perhaps we only have one hole.
You're
and we've been discussing all these different
mate,
holes.
No, money, no one knows how many holes a woman has. But
sorry, that's too much.
It is too much.
Is that too much?
I mean, to be fair, I didn't know until recently.
Yes, I know. I got shown a diagram and I was like, wow, there's a lot more going on here than I thought.
In more ways than one.
Yes. So you reckon a straw has one hole.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. Does it have one or two? I saw it on the internet and thought, this is good chat.
I think the middle bit is called a tunnel.
A tunnel.
Yes.
I know. But then how long does a tunnel hole have to be before it goes from hole to tunnel?
The hole doesn't have to be long at all. The hole is just the entrance.
But if you just said, look through the hole in the straw, you could see through that one hole.
Yeah, but you're looking through the hole. Exactly.
So you're looking through the two holes.
So like a hole and a fence. What?
So it's
so
only
if you're
one.
Looking through the hole in the straw.
No, why? Why?
But you have to have then looked you through the front hole and the back hole.
You just said the front hole and the back hole.
So
exactly.
Then you say you don't say look through the holes in the straw.
You can if you want, mate.
But no one does, do they?
No one's ever said look through the hole in the straw either.
Okay, so take the hole in the fence idea.
Yes.
It's only one hole, isn't it?
It's just a hole. There's no tunnel in the middle.
But how long does the bit of wood, thick does the bit of wood have to be before it becomes two holes?
Oh, 10 centimetres.
Does it?
Yeah.
You've just made that up.
Yes, I have.
See?
Yes, but you're making up all your arguments.
No, I'm wanting to know how, if you're going to say so firmly that a straw has two holes, that it must go from being one to two at a certain length.
Again, so do you think your mouth and your bum are just one hole?
Stop using that as an
why?
Example.
Why?
Let's use a different example.
It goes through. Why can't I use that as an example?
Holes. I need a straw, really.
Why can't I use that as an example? Because it goes all the way through to your bum.
Because it's just a weird example.
Why?
I think a fence is a better example. So your fence, your thick wooden fence, right? It's one hole, isn't it?
Who's got a thick wooden fence?
Everybody has a thick wooden fence. Think of it like a paling or whatever, right?
Who's got a hole in a paling?
You're not looking through the holes in the fence. You're looking through one hole.
Now,
if you put all the palings behind each other, right, and then drill the hole through all of them, are you still looking through the hole in the fence or the holes?
So if I put a hole in a piece of paper, you agree that that's one hole?
Yeah. Now, hole through a ream of paper, how many holes is that?
What?
Paper.
It's what?
Is it every sheet of paper or is it a hole at the beginning? But if you stuck the ream of paper together, so it was a big block of paper, there'd be a hole at the front or the back, wouldn't there? So by your theory, you just looked through two holes.
So if I was looking down a manhole,
Yep.
That is only one hole, no matter where it goes.
Exit.
Yeah. Yes,
where's a manhole exit?
What do you mean? It goes down into a sewer and then up into another manhole.
I thought a manhole is in
so
the
you're
roof.
Saying the tunnel has to be straight.
Don't you look through a manhole in the roof?
No.
Yeah, someone said, I'll climb through the manhole and fix stuff in the roof.
I guess it's any hole a man goes through. People
Why
fall
are they
into
women holes.
There he is again. We're talking about again. We just don't know how many. We're not going to get to the bottom of this.
What, manholes or straws?
We can try and get to the bottom of a manhole.
Can we get to the bottom of a boat? 13 10 60, is the manhole up or down?
No, it's any hole a man goes through. We know that one. Let's just focus on...
No, because you think it's down in the ground, I think it's in the roof.
But I think it's both. I think you're right.
But 13 10 60, yes. How many holes does a straw have? Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Good Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 10 60, how many holes does a straw have? And then what was the other one you wanted to talk about, Tommy?
Am I allowed?
No, you're not.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Manholes. Manholes, are they in the roof?
And woman holes. No.
Are they? No, you're not asking
because
what you want to know.
Because we are here to educate.
You said a manhole was in the ground. Okay, I thought a manhole was going into the roof.
I'm
going to
guess seven.
Anita, then. Are you here to chat straws or manholes?
I can chat both, but okay. Let's start with straws, eh?
Okay, start with straws.
I think a straw only has one hole. The same ingredient goes in and out, whereas in Tommy's example of like your mouth and your body orifices, it's different ingredients coming in and out.
But so you reckon it's determined that what goes into it makes
well,
a
if
hole.
You're blowing through a straw, it's just what the air's going through the
through
hole.
Through one hole, yes.
Through the hole.
Yes.
What about if we use the mouth as an example?
No. And let's talk manholes, Anita. What do you have? What are your thoughts on manholes?
I sent my husband up into the manhole last night. It's in the roof.
Yeah,
no, but
great.
I agree. It's in the. Okay. I'm saying it's any hole which some
any hole people, that a man goes in.
It's been an age
no,
old
some of them
thing
are tunnels
in
if
sketch
down.
Comedy of falling into a manhole.
Is it or is that falling into a what do you call the like a ditch or a
no because they're called manhole covers, the things you put on them.
Yeah. So I didn't know manholes were up and down.
Can we get your opinion on how many holes are...
Stop. Ian. Ian, please help me. Ian.
Oh, Ian's not going to know.
Ian,
hello. Definitely
how are
two.
You?
I'm well. Definitely two holes. If I'm
He's
looking through a hole in my fence, well, even in a hole in a fence, if I'm looking through a hole in my fence and my neighbour comes out, he's looking through a hole in his fence.
So
there's two holes.
So, Ian, if you poke your finger
through
that hole
one
in the
hole,
fence,
aren't you?
Are you
it's
going
coming,
through two
it's
holes?
It's coming, yes, absolutely. I'm putting it into my hole and it's coming out of his hole.
So if I put my pen...
we are talking straws.
So, Ian, if I put my pen through my piece of paper as I've just done in front of me, has that got two holes
No, but that's
in it?
Different because it's thin.
But it's still coming. It's still coming out another hole. It's coming
so Ian
out.
Reckons there's two holes.
No,
in
that piece of paper
Absolutely.
Only has one hole
so
in
if,
it, Ian.
So if you'd be confusing witness because if somebody got shot, you'd say there were two holes in the front and back.
Correct.
Right?
An internal, and a coroner
correct.
Would also say that there is an
that's
internal
correct.
Hole.
An entry
you don't
wound
think
and
this
an
piece
exit
of paper
wound.
Has two
Correct.
Holes, do you, Tommy?
Yes.
I'm on Ian's side
you
now.
You don't, though. I know you think that's one hole.
Ian, I agree
Shout
with
it.
You. Yep, good start.
It's worth pointing out, if you look at the callers that are called through, over 50% say one hole.
Because
42% say two
are you
holes.
Trusting
4%
our
say they don't know.
Are you
it's funny to call up and say you don't know.
Are you trusting our producers? 54%? Where are they getting these numbers?
From the callers. 54 plus 42% plus 4%. Yes, guys, that doesn't add up to 100.
Yes, it does. That adds to 100.
No, it doesn't add 102.
What are you talking about? That adds to 100.
No,
oh, my God.
It doesn't. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Anyway, Rachel.
But that means they're saying we've had like 50 calls on this.
Yes, we have. It's gotten people really fired up.
We've only
Rachel,
got,
okay. Are you fired up, Rachel?
Yeah. A little bit after that last one. I feel like it definitely has one hole because you can see straight through it.
The straw or the piece of paper?
The straw, both. When you have a hole punch and you punch a hole in the paper, you're just punching one hole.
Okay.
Only
so
one
it depends
little bit of paper
on the,
comes out.
The thickness, does it?
So, well, I would still say if you can see through it, it's one hole. Even with the bullet wound, like there's one, there's one bullet went through and there's two holes, but you can't see straight through it.
So you, so then there's two.
So if you can't see straight through it, so if the tunnel is a bend, then it's two holes. Is that right?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Oh gosh.
And it's worth noting you asked how.
You've got to be careful when I'm picturing straight. So through the fence, you're right, one hole. You asked how our producers got that 100% figure. Apparently, it's a percentage from the
10 callers because we blocked our phones after 10.
Yes,
why do we block our phones after 10?
Because otherwise they'd be answering calls that flat out. But
isn't
I know
that the job.
How do they get? How do they get? How do they get 4%? Means oh my god,
James. James.
I can't believe, well, you know how we have a ferret that works on this show?
Yeah.
He's more competent than our human.
Oh, stop. James, are you one hole or two?
How many holes?
Two.
Okay.
Two holes for a straw. Why?
All right. So say you had a straw and had a Y section in it. So you had another straw off the straw, but it's connected. How many holes does that straw have?
Three.
Three.
Exactly. So why do you take one away and it's only got one?
Good point, James. I'll tell you what, James.
Do you want to come and answer some calls, James?
Now, as we get to the...
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays presents...
F-R-I-D-A-Y-G. Fridays Live.
Fridays! Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, and many more. Tickets on sale now from frontiertouring.com.
Oh, yeah, Beckers.
Gemma, if you're listening now, we're about to call you. We know you can't wait to see Shaggy.
Oh, are we punching in the number?
We are dialing.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Hello.
Wasn't me.
Hi.
I could have done better than
Mr.
that.
Mr. Romantic.
Mr. Lover Lover.
Gemma, do you know who this is?
Is this Carrie and Tommy?
It is! And congratulations, you're going to see Friday's Live!
Oh my god, thank you!
I always thought it was Mr. Boombastic. It's Bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic.
I used to think it was Mr. Boombastic.
Which, Gemma, which one is it?
I thought it was Bombastic.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go with yours. Yeah. Let's go with yours. I feel like we need to give you tickets just to make up for what we've put you through over the last 20
also,
seconds.
Also, Gemma, it makes me laugh. So you grew up listening to Shaggy, did you?
I did. My parents played it when we went on, like, long family drive.
We just had such different parents.
Yeah,
my
but
parents,
you were singing Kumbaya in a circle. Gemma, do you know who the Carpenters are?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't think they're playing at Friday's Live. So that's a win. Have a great time, Gemma. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
R&B Fridays presents Friday's Live, Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti and loads more playing across the country this November. Tickets are on sale from frontiertouring.com.
And Bickers up next, you know how we have spent a big chunk of time talking about holes and tunnels and well, I've got another tunnel story for you next.
Two holes or one?
Oh, we'll see.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Sabo.
Because I want to take you over to Italy for this story. Some Italian music, please. Jesse. Mm.
Damn it.
Jesse.
No, I definitely have this. Oh. There you go. Oh. There you go.
I want to thank you.
Pretty pleased with myself on that one.
Yes, I know. I want to take you specifically to an abandoned shop near the Vatican in Rome.
Oh.
Now,
just went to Rome?
Oh. Well, you might have heard what was happening because this woman who runs a wine bar near the abandoned shop, she said, for about a week, I heard the sounds of a pneumatic drill. So you say that word that starts with a P, pneumatic, pneumatic?
Pneumatic.
Pneumatic.
Like pneumonia.
Yes.
Yes.
Pneumatic drill.
Pneumatic drill.
She,
what is a pneumatic drill?
I guess it's a drill that's not good for your lungs. It comes from the empty shop during the evenings. And she said, I thought they were just renovating it. There was a light coming from behind the shutters. But guess what they were actually doing, Bickers?
What?
Four men were building a tunnel to rob a bank. Clap them in.
Oh.
How good. Good old-fashioned fun.
Okay, so hold on. So she's walking along the past this shop front every night. The shutters are closed. There's a light on and she hears drilling.
Pneumatic drilling.
And she's like, oh, they're doing some renos. And then when do they discover that they've been building a tunnel?
It's a great question, because if you've heard this and you thought, that's a fantastic idea, I'll go build a tunnel and rob a bank. There were two banks that they think they could have gone for. They didn't get there because their tunnel collapsed.
Oh.
Yes, I know.
Fancy that.
No, they're all alive. Don't worry, they're all
great,
alive.
Great, great. But the pneumatic drill wasn't enough.
Yes, one found himself trapped 6 metres.
I think a pneumatic drill's that.
You're making a motion.
Oh, sorry. No one I'm on radio. I think it's a spinny. No, I didn't make that motion. I think it's a spinny one that makes the hole.
The
like,
in,
you know,
out,
you
in,
build
out.
Tunnels. No, and it spins as
drills.
You're going in.
Spin?
Yeah, it's drilling.
No. They're like, it looks like a, what are those things you buy at the show? Those potato
show
things
bag?
In a.
Like a coil.
Chip tornado.
A chip tornado.
Yes.
I think it looks like that. I think that's what a pneumatic drill is.
But Jess is right. All drills look like that.
Just so you know, it absolutely does.
What is it?
And don't tell us what it is. Just end it.
Competitive urge.
I know.
To correct people.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to
no,
be helpful.
No, I actually do want to know
great.
What it is, son.
So it's just a drill that is it runs compressed air versus a large mechanical drill, and it's used to drill small holes in hard rock mining and construction.
Oh, another
name
wanted
for
a big
it
hole.
Is an air drill.
Air drill.
Oh, there you go. They should have just used air drill. Would have saved us all the time. Anyway, this bloke found himself trapped 6 metres underground.
Oh, my gosh.
And they sent in a large red digger. See, now they're using simple words. Gouged a hole in the road and giving 30 firefighters access to their little tunnel. And the local newspaper has called him the Mole Man. Right?
The Mole Man.
Yes. And he begged to them. He said, help, I beg you to get me out of here. And he said, I can't hold out much longer. And
I need
then
to rob a bank.
Oh, because that's a bit too much. You put a bit
I really
much
wanted
on
to get involved.
Yeah, oh, you can do this bit.
Okay.
So there was a kid who saw the rescue happen, and he said,
Show me, he said, Mama, they're pulling him out. You can see his feet are.
Yes. And then he got out, and you can't imagine what's the most Italian thing to ask for?
Pizza.
That's racist, Mick Moore.
Water.
He asked for water and a cigarette.
That's just what anybody would want.
Oh, because admitting to smoking. Have not heard it before.
Speaking of tunnels and stuff,
yeah,
you know
we
the
have
movies.
Been all show.
You
yes.
know the movies coming out at the moment about the boys that were trapped in the.
That's my mate.
What mate?
Yeah, who rescued him?
Is he your mate?
Yeah, he flies with me. Richard
Does
Harris.
He?
Yeah.
Richard Harris,
yes.
Who came up the idea to make them go unconscious to pull them through the tunnel.
Yep.
That story, I cannot hear that enough. Every time I hear it, I go, that is phenomenal.
Amazing.
And now the movie's out. Just
yes.
reminded me of getting
I think
stuck
he's
in
getting
tunnels.
Played by Ewan McGregor, maybe.
Is that right? What about Colin Farrell? He's in it as well.
And I was like, he didn't have anything to do with the rescue.
No, Colin Farrell is in it because Colin Farrell said that he kept having panic. They wanted to make it so real because obviously it's a tricky thing to reenact pulling the boys through the tunnel.
Yes.
Sorry, I know we're getting bogged down about something else. Anyway, he started having panic attacks.
Mamma
when
mia,
they were filming,
we are off the track.
They were filming those scenes. He was having panic attacks because he would actually be trapped under the water like he was in those scenarios.
Which is why they sedated the kids.
Anyway, it's phenomenal. Your mate's phenomenal.
Yes,
and
he?
So is what's this guy's
Colin
name?
Colin Farrell.
No, the guy.
Sorry.
The guy in his tunnel in Rome.
Mole Man.
Mole Man.
Give us a call 131060. Where'd you get stuck? Because these guys got stuck in a tunnel of their own making. They just wanted to go and rob a bank, and then they got stuck and dubbed Mole Man. Give us a call. Where'd you get stuck? 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060 the Savo, we want to know where you got stuck.
That's right, because the Mole Man got stuck in a tunnel in Rome. That, of course, was recorded with him after he got rescued from the tunnel. It would have sounded
the translation is, can I have a water and a cigarette, please?
Yes, or as Bickers suggested, give me a pizza, which we can't encourage those type of stereotypes here.
Remember when I got stuck in the back of the car in my dress?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you want a pizza then?
No, I wanted to sleep. Actually, I just wanted to get out of the car, but I couldn't use my hands. Yes. No, remember I wanted it. The aircon was cold, so I put my hands inside jacket, and then I fell asleep. And then the poor driver turned around, and there was this crazy person with her hands
in a straitjacket
inside a straitjacket, unable to open the. I should have just said, "Could you please turn the aircon down?"
Yes.
Or yes.
Can you? No.
Or up. Yeah. Tricky. Don't start that one. Ruby, where'd you get stuck?
So we were living on a property and the dam had just freshly dried up and I dropped something down, thought for some reason that 3 days is enough for it to dry and just walked straight in and got stuck up to my hips in mud.
Like quicksand, but mud. Yes.
Oh, yeah, literally.
And is there ever a chance, Rub, as you were sinking into the mud, did you think this is how I die?
No, you would.
I know. It was just more so like a pure excruciating embarrassment that I didn't know that it was just going to be dry.
But but just back to Tommy's question, you wouldn't have known where you were going to stop.
Oh, no, yeah, there was definitely a moment of pure panic, like, oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yes.
This is it.
Good on you,
Ruby. Did you want some water and a cigarette when you got unstuck too, Ruby?
Oh, just more than one, that's for sure.
Glass of water.
It's important to stay hydrated, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
Good on you, Rubes. Thank you. G'day, Kennedy.
Hi, guys.
Where'd you get stuck?
When I was younger, my older sister and her friend thought it would be hilarious to put me in a storage box that you use for, like, clothes. And carry me out the front to the hose, stick the hose inside the storage bucket, and fill it up with water.
Oh my gosh. Like drown you, Kendi.
Yes, I mean, they decided to stop before it got to that point. They'd had their fun and let me out.
Oh my God.
But definitely traumatized friends.
Oh, my God, if you're listening, that is not fun for anyone listening.
No.
Especially children.
No, but are you saying that it's okay for them to jump in dams?
No, like, I just feel like you hear that. No, I know, but I just really felt like that's horrible.
I didn't say don't rob a bank
The
guys that tried to rob a bank.
Kennedy's had something done to her, whereas Ruby herself walked into the dam, you know?
Kennedy, do you reckon it's left a lifelong scar on you?
It has. I still hold it against my sister to this day.
Are you scared of
storage?
Boxes or storage?
Not particularly.
Okay. Water? Maybe it wasn't so bad. Thank you, Kennedy. Good stuff. Who you got, Pickers?
Anton, talk to us.
G'day, Kerry and Tommy. Big fan of the show.
Love you, Anton. Yeah. Where'd you get stuck?
I got stuck in a lift. So just a bit of context, I was a Safeway checkout operator or checkout chick back then.
Yes.
I didn't stop with an 80-plus-year-old lady, and she was struggling to take all her groceries up the lift to the car park. I jumped in the lift with her to help her take all the stuff upstairs. The lift got stuck. She had a panic attack. She vomited, fainted. She was on the ground. She had all this white stuff coming out of her face and eyes and mouth. And I thought, you know, she died. And I was sort of standing in a corner far away from her. And I had no mobile phone. The alarm didn't work. And I was stuck there for about 1 hour. And the firefighters came and...
Did you not try and help her? You just stayed on the as
Mate,
far away from her.
Mate, she's got white stuff coming out of her eyes. What's he going to do?
Did you hold her at least? Hold her in your arms?
No, I was too scared. I thought she'd died. She didn't move, so I was just standing in a corner saying, oh, my God.
God, I hope I never get stuck in a lift with Anton.
I wouldn't mind getting stuck in a lift with Anton.
He's just going to leave me to die in the corner.
Oh, see this, Anton? Because it's just she's heard one story about an 80-year-old lady.
I'm so claustrophobic. I hate lifts. I hate underground tunnels. Every time I drive through the tunnel in Melbourne, I actually count the number of seconds because I know at 60 kilometres it takes a certain amount, 80 kilos it takes a certain amount. And if I could avoid it, I try and avoid the tunnel because I am petrified.
I just need to know, Anton, two things. Have you ever helped an elderly person again?
Oh, you didn't help her the first time.
Yeah, sorry.
Carry Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And guys, NIB is more than just health insurance. You can check it out at nib.com.au.
And this is so good because you can sign up to NIB's Green Pass membership.
Tell
and
me
then
all about it.
You can sync it up with things like your Fitbit or your Garmin or Google Fit, whatever you use, right? And it'll give you personalized health insights like sleep, mental health, and nutrition info.
Amazing.
Yes. A holistic approach, some may call.
You just register at Green Pass online. Hey, up next, though, I want to hear from divorced people. Now is your time. I'm interested in your thoughts on what we're going to discuss next.
Great.
Why are you looking at me confused?
Because I'm ready to speak to some newly divorced people.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up very soon, we're going to let you know how you can win an all-expenses-paid trip to the slopes.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me take you back.
Yeah.
Do you remember living through the world's longest lockdown?
Was it my last relationship or was that COVID?
Wow. Well, it's interesting you say that.
It could be.
That was lockdowns were a tough time for people.
Wherever
you were around the world, it was a tough time for people. And I didn't mean to, bring up any touchy subjects for you personally, but it was also a tough time for you in the relationship stakes.
Okay. Oh, did you mean that relationship? I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about different ones. We're in a whole world of trouble.
It appears a lot of people were in a world of trouble during that period.
Woo-wee!
Apparently.
Sorry. It got hot in here.
It did. You didn't need to answer that so
honestly. Turn on the aircon. My God, are we sitting in a sauna?
It was a tricky time for you. That was, I think, the period where I told you to sit in the pain.
You've told me that so many times. No, that was when my friend died.
It was. Actually, I think it was because you were trying to move on and I said it was okay to sit in the pain.
You told me to sit in the pain.
Oh, God.
It was good.
This is
on air, mind you. Much like right now.
We're all going to sit in the pain together because apparently lockdown in Victoria led to a huge increase in the number of divorces. There's been an increase, particularly in the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne, but across the country, there has been an increase in divorces over the past 2 years. And we were talking about it amongst the team earlier because some of us were like, great news for people who finally spent a long time with their partner because they couldn't escape them and go to work and go out with their friends and they were stuck with them and went, actually, I don't like you anymore. You're not good for me. I'm not a happy person when I'm with you. And they had the time to finally work through some of those issues and divorce, move on and be happy.
Divorce, but they're still stuck in lockdown with them. You go, hey, I'm divorcing you.
It was a long game.
As soon as we get out.
But obviously for a lot of people, they couldn't leave or they decided. They couldn't. For a lot of people, they couldn't.
It's hard again.
I'm not talking about you specifically.
I know.
But we were talking about, I wonder how many people hated being in lockdown, right? Just hated it so much. Again, this is not specifically about you, Tommy.
I know, but everyone hated being
in lockdown. But some people thought then that it meant that they hated their relationship. And so they wanted to get out and they divorced and then lockdown finished. So life got back to normal and they realized they were just actually extremely unhappy because lockdown sucked and they regretted being divorced.
Right. It's still hot in here. Yeah. So do you want to
speak to you? You're taking this far too personally.
It's not about me.
No, I'm interested in speaking to people who perhaps have been divorced and regret it.
Okay.
Because divorce is a huge thing to do. It's an enormous thing to do, especially if you've got kids. Kelly, are you there?
Yep.
Did lockdown cause your divorce, Kelly?
No, it didn't.
Oh, how recent is it?
The 15th of February 2021.
Didn't get you a Valentine's Day present?
No.
Quite genuinely, Kelly, was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
No, it wasn't. It was due to other reasons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, so we've been talking off in here about the number of people that perhaps do get divorced and then realise perhaps it wasn't what they wanted. Do you regret your divorce?
If I'd done it, I wish I did it sooner rather than later.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. And have you got kids, Kelly?
Yes, I do.
Did that make you stay longer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to leave somebody after so long. I was with my ex-husband for 11 years, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Does that feel weird saying ex, Kelly?
I'm used to it now. Yeah. But being with somebody so long, you sort of like, yeah, it doesn't feel right.
Kelly, does it feel like Carrie's turned into Dr. Phil?
No, I just want to hear from people.
Kelly, are you dating again or is it too soon?
Yes, I've been dating for a year, almost on Friday, a year.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now who's asking the personal questions, hey? Mr. Yeah. Phil over there?
Mr. Phil?
Not a doctor, just a mister.
Hey, isn't Mr. more? Isn't a Mr.
No.
When you become a surgeon, don't you become a mister?
Do you? No.
Doesn't
don't
it go
you become
back?
A professor?
Doesn't it go doctor and then mister?
Doctor then professor, isn't
look
it?
I'm this mister thing. I'm sure it's something. I'll start at Mr. Men and then.
131060. Yeah. Do you regret your divorce?
And is Mr. bigger
and
than
is
doctor?
And is Mr. bigger than doctor? It's yeah. not. Okay. Anyway, yeah, you can call about that too if you want. Keep them happy. Got to keep the guys happy.
Got to keep the misters happy. 131060.
That's
you
the problem.
Your divorce.
In most relationships.
Still hot.
We're going to continue this.
This is not about you.
No, I know it's
not. You're getting unnecessarily stressed.
Stop,
okay?
Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And on 131060, we are in dangerous territory.
It appears that not a lot of people regret their divorce.
So get divorced if you're thinking about it.
But a lot of people have thoughts on whether you become a mister once you become a doctor.
I thought you did.
Well, Greg, do you become a mister after you become a doctor?
Well, apparently you do.
Is it when you become a surgeon?
A surgeon, yes, a specialist surgeon. And the only way I know is my cousin was a doctor and yes. went on and studied and became a surgeon. He passed his, and when he was sitting his test, I sent him a message to see how he was going. And he sent me a text back and said, "You'll have to call me Mr. from now on." And I thought he failed until he explained it.
So, Greg, if I became a surgeon, do I become a Mrs. or a Mr.?
A Miss.
I can't answer that. That's a good question.
Mm. I wonder.
Maybe a Miss. But
Greg, I
suggested... Also, thoughts on divorce, Greg?
No, I'm happily married for 15 years. So
amazing.
No idea.
Love it.
Greg, I suggested that a mister was bigger than a doctor just before the song, and I got mocked.
Okay, you're right. You are 100% right.
That's
you
all
were
I
right.
wanted. Thanks, yeah. Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great stuff.
You were right.
Thank you.
Can you
That's
be
the
engaged
first time you've
now?
Ever said that to me.
What? It's not true. Far out. I didn't say what you thought I said. Anyway, we're having the conversation.
That's not true.
What? We're having the conversation about divorce because the divorce rate went up post-lockdown. And we were having the conversation off air because I thought that was great for people that maybe realised that they were in relationships that weren't making them
yes.
happy. But producer Sonda raised the idea, though, that perhaps people would regret that because lockdown made you have a whole lot of feelings that aren't representative of how you actually feel in life. And then post-lockdown you go, I wish I hadn't done that. But everyone that calls through is very happy with their divorce.
Yes.
So it appears so far no one's got the regret. But Brooke, talk to me. Do you have the regret?
So not me personally, but my auntie and my uncle. Oh. So they got divorced 10 years ago. And then the start of COVID, they got back together.
Oh, when you could only see one other person or whatever, they decided they were going to be each other's person.
Yeah, well, that's when the family found out. And it turns out they'd actually been dating for the year before then.
Oh.
But that's when they decided to make it official. And it's, yeah.
So why did they get divorced in the first part, Brooke?
Personally, I know there was a lot of issues and it was a very messy divorce. There was a lot of court things happening. And, yeah, so everyone was shocked that they were even on speaking terms.
Wow. and are they happy now, Brooke?
Yeah, so they're now moving back into the house that originally
they
split in. So... Oh, we'll see.
How strange for the family as well. Are they like a different couple when you're around them now to what they were like 10 years ago?
Definitely.
What's the biggest thing you've noticed, the difference?
Real maturity, honestly, I think one. And I don't know, they kind of just seem like they just split and they live their lives differently. Like they traveled, they did whatever they wanted to do, and then they've just come back like together.
Brooke, I've noticed that Tommy has been noticeably absent during this conversation. All of this is making him very stressed out. Relationship talk makes him run a mile, Brooke.
Yeah. But good to have you, Brooke.
What about
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little?
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bulla, snow is everywhere. Bulla, snow is everywhere. Bulla, snow is everywhere. Snow is everywhere. Snow is everywhere.
Carrie and Tommy's
mouthful.
Sorry.
Mouthful of Bulla.
Mount Bulla. Ski like a local and save up to 40% midweek all September.
Get it together and bring it back to
how fun. We're hitting the slopes later this week, Mount Bulla. It is the place to be, whether you ski, board, even if you want to take the kids in toboggan.
Oh, toboggan. Amazing. And then just have some après ski activity, Bickers. We are hitting the slopes. Have you been practicing your terminology?
For a mouthful of Bulla?
No, for what we're going to be doing. We're going to be hucking sick filth.
What?
We're going to be shredding the gnar.
What's shredding the gnar?
Oh, my God.
Shredding some pow.
I don't reckon I'll be shredding much
gnar.
Yeah. I reckon I'll
cutting
be...
cutting up the pow-pow?
Yeah, plodding along.
Plodding, that doesn't sound good.
Powder? Powder's a word, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do they do in the powder?
You just say powder, powder, powder.
We're going to fill our mouths with a mouthful of snow, and if you correctly guess what we are saying, you're going to win a trip for two to Bulla, like return flights, private chauffeur to Mount Bulla, accommodation at the chalet, ski gear, $600 worth of snow dough, everything you could want for a weekend away.
Get involved. Register now at carrieandtommy.com.au and see you on the slopes.
So thanks to Mount Bulla. Book now for a mountain of events and après ski all September. And guys, coming up next, we have a surprise for one T Little.
Oh, we're going to huck some sick filth with them.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Producer Annabelle is also here. I don't know why. Carrie, do you know why?
No, I don't. She's been summoned to the microphone.
No, hello.
Summoned? Summoned even.
I have.
Summoned.
And I've got exciting news.
Oh.
Yep. Tommy, who is like the one person that you would love more than anything to interview right now?
Dennis Rodman.
No.
To see if your dinner still stands. You got to let that go, bro.
Shaq?
Mm-mm. Come on.
Oh, Michael someone. Jordan.
When you play this guessing game, it's tricky because now he's listing all of his absolute heroes.
Yeah. And we're going to end up down a list.
Is it a basketballer?
I've worked too hard for something he doesn't care. No,
LeBron.
But like
he's
someone that you've
animal.
Been fascinated by recently.
Oh, my God. Actually?
Well, who is it?
No. It's Martin Strell, the Big River Man.
You're going to interview Martin Strell.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? The man that was swimming in the water with the things and the things and the things.
He's quite genuinely my idol at the moment, my hero.
I don't want you to interview him, though, and then start wanting to do his stuff.
Do you know...
can you just recap for the people what he's known for? Because I've forgotten exactly what he did.
Well, one of the major things he's known for is not speaking English.
What language does he speak?
He's Slovenian.
Right.
So I guess
do we have a Slovenian interpreter around? Mm. Yep. But what's his thing?
He is a he's an endurance
you,
swimmer.
A bit of his movie, if you like.
Oh, yeah.
He is a big drinker.
Yes.
Even while he's swimming, he drinks 2 bottles of wine a day.
Yes. And he does that because he swims long distance. He's the only person to swim the great 5 rivers of the world, the last one being the Amazon, which he swam
the one
whole
with the piranhas and stuff?
Yes.
Where he got killed?
He had to swim in his support boat, had to have buckets of blood on board in case piranhas attacked, and then they'd throw buckets into the water.
Distract them.
Yes, and distract them, and then he'd climb in.
He's
but
fearless.
That was not him talking. That was his son talking,
who speaks better
much better English than Martin. When am I chatting to Martin?
On Friday, I think. I'm working on it, but it's happening, I swear.
Okay.
And he's also got some 500-day lasting event where he's swimming around the globe to talk to him about.
For 500 days?
Yes. Oh hey, Belle.
This guy's a sucker for punishment.
I couldn't be happier. Thank you so much.
Even though he was... 18
but Shark
person for
and
you to guess.
Jordan and Rodman's
no,
still up there. If
you know what I
I'm
honestly
still working
thought,
on Rodman. Be,
because of the language barrier, I thought, well, I started with people in English that speak English.
Well, and that's so, where your narrow mind has limited you.
That is true. That is true. Thanks, Belle.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Right now, guys, it is time for everyone's favourite Monday segment. Now, every week, we try and guess what the theme is going to be. Do you have any guesses? Anything pop straight into your head?
I actually know what it is this week.
Oh.
Because I've been studying a bit of mentalism, right? And so I was
What's
trying to
mentalism?
Read. It's where you try and read people's minds and stuff like that, or you place ideas in their head. And I've actually.
Oh, my God.
You start doing that?
I've been placing ideas in Jesse's head for some time
That's
now.
Weird, mate.
But I think. This
what
is
ideas
actually
you start
right.
putting in my head?
I think you actually have done this to me now.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because it is same, same, but if it was spoken by a turtle underwater.
Oh, okay. Now that's way disappointing.
Damn it.
It is this.
Same, same, but flute.
Imagine if that's what you'd put in his head.
Yeah, well, he's been playing for lessons for a while.
I wish he'd put it in his head because he's putting it everywhere else.
You don't put it, you put it on your
mouth
lip.
Is what you wish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Is that what you picked up from your first lesson?
Yeah, that's right.
Just how goes, many just lessons? Please. Sorry, if you are just tuning in, Jesse tells us he's got just loves music. There's nothing more than playing music. The only instrument he can play is the harp.
Yeah.
And I've
We've
been,
asked him to diversify.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I bought him a flute. I paid for 10 lessons up front. He didn't go to any. And then I bought him a baby grand piano. And he hasn't used that once. I have to get it craned into his house.
I had to take the roof off. And I told you I wanted a full-size grand. So whose fault is that?
So we're doing. Why are we doing same, same, but flute?
Because Tommy wanted to hear my flute playing. So I'm going to play.
Is not you. Okay. Is this you? Is this actually you?
Yes.
You're lying.
Okay. So we'll close our eyes and we'll see if we can tell. See if we can tell.
This show's about honesty and you're lying.
Here we go.
Harry. Havana, la, la, la. Camila Cabello, Havana. Oh, na, na, na,
na, na, Havana. See, guys, those lessons paying off.
God, that's I wish my sister had played songs like that when she learnt flute.
Yeah. Oh, what was she playing? Oh, or When the Saints Go Marching In or something?
Like Ode to Joy and stuff like that.
Yes, my sister played saxophone and it was. I expected it to be like Bleeding Gums Murphy from The Simpsons, just beautiful jazz coming out. It was like a cat was being throttled to death.
Here's song number two.
Gary. Oh. If I were a boy.
One of my personal faves.
Girl, boy,
Three.
Oh,
two.
If I were a boy, Beyonce.
Oh. If I were a
boy. Little pop quiz. Do you remember when we played that? Was it a cockatoo singing it?
Oh, my God.
It was incredible.
It sounded, yes. Oh, what's happened, Eli? He's got news for us. He's aghast.
The bird's dead.
That is the definition of aghast.
Aghast. It's the bird dead,
the
Eli.
Bird?
So remember it was one of our callers' parrots that we played?
Yes.
I got the wrong audio and I actually never played the parrot that we were supposed to. And I forgot to tell you.
So who's...
I was from YouTube.
I always
thought it was from YouTube.
No, I remember the one from YouTube, but that's why we were doing, did we do Put Your Pet On? And then we got a lady to sing a parrot, but instead of putting her audio on, you just put the Beyonce one.
Sorry.
Yes.
So good.
It's the best bird singing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I want more Put Your Pet On after hearing it.
I know. It's a great segment.
Yeah.
I'm also interested in the end of this story. So you were meant to put up this lady's pet parrot, but you just put the already famous bird on again.
Yes, and the owner and all of the owner's friends contacted me to tell me that I didn't play the right parrot.
No. Not all singers are the same, Eli. Like, you should be able to tell the difference.
Parrots? Not all birds look alike.
All right. Two zip, song number three for the win for Bickers.
Carrie.
Tommy?
Miley, Bickers. Wrecking Ball. I came in like a wrecking ball. I know my flutes, guys. I've been to band camp.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Sabo.
Because who's your favourite billionaire?
Oh, give me the options. So Gina, Clive, who are...
It's pretty grim.
Oh, man.
It is pretty grim.
Give me some other options.
Jeff.
Beyonce. Rihanna. Is Rihanna a billionaire?
Yeah, or Fendi off
Go
the makeup.
Her. I love it.
Is Beyonce a billionaire? No.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is.
Oh. The patriarchy.
Oh, I have accidentally entered into territory I did not plan on going. Anyway, I want to tell you a story about Elon Musk. There is a group around. They're called the Dawn Project. Now, what they do is they campaign to get rid of unsafe software from things like cars, right? Things where safety is critical. Now, the Dawn Project have got their eyes on Tesla because they claim that their child detection software does not stop their car before it hits a child. And they,
oh, what? Hold on. It stops it from hitting a person but not a child.
Yes, because the children are too small. So here you
surely they've worked
so
that
here,
out.
Here you see a demo.
Yep.
That's a car.
Oh, my God, there's a kid
and
in
that's
front
a
of
mannequin of a kid.
Why?
And that kid got ran over multiple times.
Why, who?
Yes.
That was them proving that it doesn't stop in front
they
of a kid.
They kept setting it up. And they kept running over the kid. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so they're asking for a massive.
Test.
I know.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know. And it's the same kid, too. That is prop him back up and then run him over again. Anyway, obviously it's not funny.
You're the only one laughing.
And just exactly. I don't know. Good old time. And then people have come to the defense of Tesla and they've said, look, the Dawn Project are lying and they're making this up and they're going to cost, you know, millions and millions of dollars because they're making it up. This guy in particular, Omar, his name is, and he said to his 130,000 followers.
He think he's the Dawn Project or he's the guy claiming it's being made up?
Omar's just a bloke with a Tesla who doesn't like the Dawn Project bad-mouthing.
Okay, sure.
Tesla.
He's Tesla.
And his man, Elon Musk.
Yep.
And he says, I've never run over a kid. he said, my car stops all the time. And you
in
know what?
In front of kids?
In front of kids, he said Tesla is so good, it'll stop these things obviously rigged, these tests that the Dawn Project did. And so he said, I want to put it to the test.
Oh my God.
And so he asked his 130,000 followers
to supply their kids or?
He lives in the Bay Area, so over in San Fran. Yes.
Would anyone, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Would anyone volunteer their child?
Oh, my God.
No one is volunteering their children.
Listen to this wording. It's so good. He said, does anyone want to volunteer their child to make a point? And then he, said.
Harry, I'm going to make a point. Actually, no, I don't. But the guy down the road does.
You better do your homework. Otherwise, we're going to make a point.
Yes, I've got twins. We're going to make a point with one of you. He said, I promise I won't run them over. And then in brackets said, we'll disengage if needed.
Oh, yes. My God. This is so dark.
And then people started having a bit of backlash, right?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And then he went on and he said, a lot of very stupid people seem to think I'm going to murder someone. He tweeted, before sharing 9 reasons why the child won't be harmed. He said, the test will be performed at under 10K an hour. It was over there, so it was 5 miles per hour. And he said the driver can be the father of the child.
Oh, so the guy's going to murder his own child,
and then
but
when
not,
people...
he doesn't even own the Tesla.
And this is when I really think he hit his straps, because when people kept attacking him, he said, look, there's no need to shit your britches. and he said, this is very serious to me. It is not a joke, and it is not for fun. And then his final words were, we plan to run over the child on Saturday.
He didn't say that. Why doesn't he just kneel down in front of the car himself?
That's a very good question, Frickers.
Or squat, if he needs to be little.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials. At Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, you can find more of Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. With NIB, you get more than just health insurance. As a partner that helps you put your health first, there's a range of other perks when you join NIB. Visit nib.com.au.